The huge losses of the Russian occupation forces in Ukraine, both killed and wounded, force Russia to urgently seek manpower reserves. As the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine reports, Russian special services now conduct individual talks with the Belarusian military, trying to persuade them to take part in the war against Ukraine beyond the Belarusian armed forces. For the performance of special tasks, Belarusians are offered a financial reward of $1,000 to $1,500 a month and preferential training in Russian military universities, for example, Ryazan Guards Higher Airborne Command School, the intelligence officers noted. Such cases were recorded in the units of the 103rd Airborne Division of the Armed Forces of Belarus and the Gomel Border Group. However, there is a very low level of motivation among the Belarusian military to take part in hostilities. Those who gave their consent are excluded from the lists of personnel of their units to continue their service outside the armed forces of Belarus, the defense ministry added. Ukrainian intelligence also reports that Belarus' top military and political leadership is currently arguing over the possibility of participating in the war against Ukraine. Personnel who refuse to participate in the so-called special operation are checked for ties with the opposition. Commanders disloyal to Russia are being replaced. Earlier, it was reported that the Russian occupation forces conduct active general mobilization in the non-government-controlled territories of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. At the same time, the age of conscripts has been raised to 65, and students are also being mobilized, which indicates serious problems with manpower resources. The locals are avoiding mobilization by all available means as they understand that the Russian command uses them as cannon fodder, sending them ahead of the main forces to identify the firing positions of the armed forces of Ukraine. The other day, Minister of Internal Affairs of Ukraine Denis Monasterski stated that entire enemy units, together with equipment, surrendered under security guarantees. Bohdan Marushiak.